Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. We're taking time to remember a Boston man who became a child star thanks to a TV ad for spaghetti.
Anthony Martinetti lives in Boston.
This ad from 1969 featured 12-year-old Anthony Martinetti running through the city's North End to get home in time for dinner because it was Wednesday, Prince Spaghetti Day. Anthony Martinetti died overnight. He was 63 years old. Last year, WBUR's Jamie Bologna walked, not ran, the streets of the North End with Martinetti 50 years after the ad debuted.
Anthony Martinetti.
Where are we right now, Anthony?
Moncada Street in the North End.
Oh, my God. Look at this guy.
Oh, my God.
How are you?
How are you, buddy?
I love you.
Let me show how you've been.
Good, good.
Still smoking,
this
man.
Is what it's like to walk the streets of the North End with Anthony Martinetti in 2019. Although he won't admit it, he's a legend here.
I remember getting letters. People say they named their kids after me, Anthony, and people saying...
But let me back up, because unless you're of a certain age, you've probably never seen the ad that made Anthony an A-list name in New England and around the country. The commercial ran on TV for 13 years, starting in the fall of 1969, and it was produced by the then Lowell-based Prince Pasta Company. Now it echoes an eternity on YouTube. It opens with Mary Fiumara leaning out of the second-story window on Powers Court, yelling, Well, I could do an impression or I could play the clip for you, but maybe I'll have Jim Botticelli, he's the author of the book Dirty Old Boston, Four Decades of a City in Transition, give us a taste.
Anthony! The minute you say Anthony, they know what you're talking about. Especially if you say it in that tone. Anthony! If you say it in that tone of voice, they know exactly what you're talking about.
You're talking about Prince and pasta. But in 1969, pasta was not really part of the mainstream. Italian food for many Americans was SpaghettiOs and Chef Boyardee. Here's how Paula Taylor, she runs a food and history tour of the North End, describes the commercial.
It's a little bit voyeuristic in some ways when you see Anthony Martinetti running through the streets. But then it flips to being back in the kitchen where you see his mother making the pasta and the family gathering at the table. And it kind of shoots back and forth. It's really like a documentary in some ways.
And the kid's mad dash home ends happily enough with everyone gathered at the table, the last to arrive, Anthony.
And as every family in the North End of Boston will tell you, Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day.
It was exciting.
This is James Pasto, co-founder of the North End Historical Society.
It was exciting to see us on TV showing Italian Americans on TV, which we weren't used to seeing. It was kind of unworldly, surreal almost, because we were on the map of America.
And so was a new, to many, carbohydrate-loaded treat.
You know, it made people aware of pasta.
This is Marguerite Bonapane, the author of six editions of the North End Italian Cookbook.
It is a good thing, which we took for granted. And there's no other food in the world better than a plate of spaghetti with sauce.
A staple in 1969 for Italian-American families, but a bit exotic for the Wonder Bread crowd. Today, though, pasta is as much a staple as hot dogs and hamburgers, and Americans eat a lot of it, about 6 billion pounds a year. And the North End itself has gone a little more mainstream and urban edge as well. Once an enclave for Italian and Jewish immigrants, the neighborhood still has an Italian-American flair, with restaurants, bakeries, and markets. But the pace is decidedly different. There's a hecticness that makes Martinetti pine for the good old days.
Now it's like everybody's rushing to be someplace. Relax. You know, sit down, enjoy your family. They don't last forever. Times have changed. I mean, things are so expensive now. People need to work two jobs. Back in those days, you paid $50, $60 a month to rent. Now you're paying $3,000. Who can afford $3,000 a month? Not really.
At the end of the day, for Anthony in the North End, it's just a TV ad trying to sell a box of dried pasta, but it also sold a simple and powerful idea, to take time to slow down, come together for dinner. So when we hear the late Mary Fiumara lean out that second-story window and call Anthony, she's really calling us all to the table.
Anthony! Anthony!
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jamie Bologna.
Anthony Martinetti, the child star of the famous Prince Spaghetti ad, died overnight. His family says he died in his sleep. He was 63 years old.